Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio show brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo-Caro, and I am the co-host for today's show. If you would like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to our sister show, Expressate. If you'd like to revisit this show or one of our other shows or share a podcast, we'd love for you to do so. Just visit kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Expressate links on the right-hand side of the page to find a show that interests you. Our radio show calendars, along with information about our various programs and services, are available on our website, which is bhs.imperialcounty.org. If you have any questions, any feedback, you know, any ideas for a show, anything you'd like to talk to us about or let us know, we'd love to hear from you. So you can send us an email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Imperial County Behavioral Health also offers free community service training courses, and these are open to the public, and we're always happy to welcome new faces and new participants. You can give us a call at 442-265-7442 to find out about any of our upcoming classes. If you'd like to stay connected with us, you can follow us on Facebook, on Spotify, or on Instagram. You can give us a like, a care, follow us, just to stay up to date on what Imperial County Behavioral Health is up to, what our resources are, and any upcoming events or classes. With that said, we're going to dive into our show, and we have a really interesting show for you today. We have the pleasure of speaking with Sarah Abigail Vera, and she is the CEO and creative director, game designer of High School The Game. So welcome, Abigail. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
High School The Game, for those of you who are out there, our listening audience, is a board game that was created by Abigail when she was just 16 years old. You know, wow, that's pretty impressive. And so High School The Game captures the high school experience in the modern teen world in a fun and satirical way. And that's what I got off her website. So I'm going to have Abigail introduce herself, tell us a little bit about herself, and then we'll give you her info and the contact info for her in case you want to purchase the game and follow her on social media. So take it away, Abigail.
All right. So my name is Sarah Abigail Vera. I go by both names. I'm 18 years old now. I'm a senior at Central Union High School, and I'm the founder of Pancake Frog Studios Gaming, where I created my board game, High School The Game, and that is a game that I have created into my career, pretty much. And so this is something that I love sharing with everyone, and so I'm glad to be able to be here to be able to talk about it.
Great, and we're glad to have you. This is a very interesting thing. I've never seen a board game about high school and high school experiences. So thank you for opening that door for me and a lot of other people, too, because a lot of people are now going to hear about it so that they can also purchase the game. And how would, if I want to purchase the game, how would I go about and do that?
So to purchase High School The Game, you can go to my website, hsthegame.com. That's hsthegame.com. And I also have my social media as well, which to keep up to date, which is at @high_school_the_game.
Okay, great. And the board game is, like she said, available for purchase on her website. So you can go in and purchase as many copies as you would like. Can you describe a little bit about the game? You know, what inspired you to create this game?
So the story is pretty much when I was, so I've always loved board games, first of all. As a little kid, I've always loved board games. It's been a great way to connect with other people and just to spend time with my friends and my family. And so, so we had board games all the time. And so I would have with my best friend, she really liked this board game called The Game of Life. And so, but eventually we kind of already knew the cards. So we already knew everything about how to play it. And we were like, okay, well, what should we do now? Right. And And so that board game, I wanted to create something that was like kind of like a prequel to it, but a more realistic thing. So it was like something that, because since the game of life was not very realistic to me and what life is about. And so obviously, I mean, I haven't lived life after high school, so I was going to make something about my high school experience because that's the life that I'm living right now. And so I wanted to create something about the teen life experience. So I really wanted to make something that was showing the whole kind of journey of high school, but with more meaning to it and something that's more realistic. Because something that I don't like about other board games is that the concept of like of winning is money. And I wanted something that was more close to what my values are, which is I don't believe that money is going to guarantee your happiness. I believe that, you know, it's that mental state that you need to keep to be able to, and especially like, for example, in high school, right? It's not like we have a lot of money anyway, so it wouldn't have made sense for me to make it about money. So the point of high school, the game, is to win with the most happiness, or to be the least depressed is how we say it. So I really wanted to create something that was very realistic, and that's what I focused on, was making sure that it was, that I didn't stray away from topics that could be considered like taboo subjects or controversial things, because those are things that actually happen. And so I really just wanted to make something that was fun and relatable. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And your tokens are adorable. I think that the little smiley face is just the cutest thing. It put a smile to my face, you know, when I saw it, we don't want to give away a whole heck of a lot about the game, because we're going to talk a little bit more about it in the second segment. But what is the inspiration? I mean, you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but did you have, like, were there friends that inspired this, you know, in different scenarios that happened in school? Or, I mean, because there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, you have different sections on there, and there's a lot of stuff. And so, you know, I kind of, for a 16-year-old, that's a lot of information, you know, it's a lot of stuff on there. So how did that come about? How did the questions and the, I guess, the subjects or the topics that you have on there, the different colored cards, how did that come about?
So when I was creating the game, what I did was grab a piece of paper, right, and I just started writing down everything that happened in high school. I wrote down even the obvious, right? There's classes, right? So then that was going to be an element of the game. There's sports, there's different things that happen to you. And so then I kind of started thinking of things that I know that happened to other people, or things that have happened to me. So a lot of the cards are inspired by things that have actually happened in my life in high school. A lot of those stories are actually things, like, almost all the cards are based on a true story, and I can actually say a true story behind it, and I can say this actually happened to me, or this happened to my friend. Because what I did is I got together with my best friend, and this was over the summer when I created this game, and she helped me write some of the cards. She gave me some ideas, like, so she's from Southwest also, so I was getting a little other perspective there. And so, but it's high school, it's the same. And so we were just kind of coming up with different things. And so she would give me ideas of things that have happened to people that she knows, or things that have happened to her. Like, there's some very specific things in there that you're like, that would never happen, but it did happen. So, and so those are things that I really wanted to include, because I wanted to make sure that, again, that it was as realistic as possible. So I was just kind of like ask around and like, oh, what's something you think happens in high school? Like, what's something that would happen in high school? But it was mostly just like, it was a lot of it is because it's things that I have seen and it's things that I have experienced.
A lot of experience, because there's a lot of cards on there. And yeah, I mean, you know, for a young age, and I mean, like you said, you shared some experiences with your friends too, but you know, it's a lot of stuff on there to see. And it's kind of, I see, you know, a high school student, you know, you're to develop something like this and to get all these things and put them in, not in perspective, but to put them down and, you know, formulate all of this, to me, it's just, I'm just so, so totally impressed by you. and you know, to have created this, because I mean, you are on radio, you can't see the board game, but it's really cool. You know, you have little tracks to follow and stuff like that. You have little game pieces, and of course the smiley faces, the tokens are just so cute. I mean, I am a big emoji kind of smiley face kind of person, and I just think that they're so cute. So when you first started developing this game, I guess 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more.
2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago. What did you think you would get out of it? Like, what was the goal for it? Did you think, I'm going to develop this game and I'm going to sell it and I'm going to, you know, help kids along, or at least start the dialogue for mental health and any other kind of issues that are, you know, talked about in this board game. So what was your goal?
So that's a very interesting question, because this is something that a lot of people are surprised when they hear, is that I never intended to sell the game. It actually was just for fun. When I first made this game, I was just developing it for fun. And it was just because it was something that I was passionate about and something that I wanted to make, and because I consider myself an artist, and I wanted to do something fun with my time. And it was the summer, so, and you know, sometimes I come up with things that I don't really think about it in the moment, but subconsciously I am putting in those other thoughts in mind, where it's like, for example, with the mental health aspect, with the happiness, I wasn't thinking, oh, I'm going to make this about mental health. But because of my own experiences with my mental health, I knew that that was going to be something that was important to add, even though I wasn't consciously thinking of that. I automatically put that in the game, because that's something that's important to me, because that's something that has happened to me. So how it came about to be able to actually sell it was, this one day I brought it to school, because I had some classmates in my graphic design class, and they had seen that I was doing this logo, and they were like asking, like, oh, what is that? And they were seeing me working on the game, and I was like, oh yeah, like, I made a board game. And they're like, oh, you should bring it and we should play. And so there was a day that we were already done with all our tests, right, for the semester, so we had free time. So I brought the game that day, and we were just playing, and then it happened to me that there were some school officials that came into the room, because there was like a gingerbread house contest on the other side of the room. And so they were all there looking at that, right? But then they came over to my side of the room, and they saw that we were playing this board game, and they were asking me a bunch of questions. They were like, what is this? Like, I've never seen this before. Like, at first it was just like a little curiosity, right? They're just like, oh, what is that? But then once I put everything away, the class had ended. I was already walking out of the class, and then my teacher calls me back in. And he says, hey, Sarah, come back in. And I went back into the classroom, and then he said, oh, they want to see the game. Can you set it up? Like, we want to see the game. So I set it up the table, right? I set up the board game, all the pieces, and then and I was just being asked so many questions. I was like, how did you make this game? Why did, like, this is really cool. And they were looking through all the cards and reading them, and they really like, they were really impressed. And I was just like very shocked, because I was like, I never thought that anybody would even find out about it. I thought it was just going to be something that my friends and family would know about. And then all of a sudden, like, I'm getting all this attention. And then that's when the vice principal, Ms. Apovaca, she immediately said, like, where can I get this? You said, I want this in my home. And I want this for myself, and I want this to play with my kids and with my nieces and my nephews. And like, and I was shocked, because I was like, oh, well, it's not for sale, but I guess I could maybe specially order it for you. And she was like, oh yeah, but also I want this for the school. And she said, I want this at the school. I want this because this is a great resource, and that this is going to be great for the kids. And it even has our school logo on it, because it had Central. So they were happy that it has Central on it. And they were just so excited about it. And so she was the one that was like encouraging me a lot. Like, you know what? You should like, I want this right now. So that's what encouraged me. And that was the moment where I realized I remember being so shocked that day. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm gonna, like, I'm being noticed for something that I created that I never thought I would be noticed for. And now, I mean, I can't believe all the things that I've accomplished already. And at such a young age, I really appreciate everyone for supporting me, really, that has supported me. And so she was my number one first supporter of my business. And so that's how I started everything. So I went and I got a lawyer, I got my everything legally protected, and we started working on getting help for establishing the business. And long story short, we're here now, and I'm still starting up, but I'm successful so far.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And you're copyrighted too, so nobody can copy this game or anything like that. That's pretty cool. So your parents, what do your parents say about this? I know, you know, I'm here like with my mouth open because it's just so awesome. But your parents, what do they say? What is their reaction?
Well, so for my parents, when people ask, like my mom, like, oh, what did you think of like when Abigail made this game? And she always says that she wasn't really surprised that I made a board game. Because she already knew that I was a creative kid and I always am making stuff like that. And I had made board games before, like little ones at home. And so she was not surprised. But when she heard, you know, like about all these things both of my parents, and like, they were like, so they weren't shocked about the fact that of my creative work, that it was, that I made something. They were more shocked about like people being interested in it, like so many people wanting it and like me wanting to make, like to sell it and everything. They were a little shocked. And at first, like, they can be a little more like conservative, I guess, with like expenses. And so they were kind of worried, like, oh, this is going to be really expensive to start up a business and all that. But they truly, like, they have been also like my biggest support, because they have genuinely, like, they believed in me so much that they have invested so much time and energy and money into my business, and to be able to get it out there, especially my mom. And so both of my parents have been very supportive, and they definitely, like, they're always reminding me, like, this is one of my greatest accomplishments. You know, they're always telling me, you know, that this is, whenever I put myself down, they're like, no, well, like, my dad's like, no, well, look, you made high school the game. You are good. And so then, and that makes me realize, like, you know, like, there is, like, I do have good qualities in me, even when I see, when I, even if I put myself down mentally.
Well, this is just the start, because you're very young. I mean, you're really young. To have put this together, you know, and all the stuff that you did towards it, you know, talking to friends and kind of getting, you know, ideas and putting all these ideas together and you know, creating the game. Again, like I said, we're on the radio, so you really can't see the board game, but it's really cute. I mean, it's nice and big. I mean, it's probably looks like the size of a Monopoly board.
Yeah, it's around that size.
And so it's really cool, and it's got little tracks that you follow and stuff like that. So I think it's just adorable. And you know, to have created this just basically over the summer. I mean, you know, it's what, a couple of months that you guys get off from school now. I mean, it's not a whole heck of a lot, but you still have to prepare to go back into school. So that cuts out on your time too. And so, Pretty cool ideas. And the age group that you would suggest would play this game, what age group do you think that this is appropriate for?
I would say definitely ages 13 and up. That's what's marked on the box. And so it's not for little kids, because of the subjects that come up. Nothing is explicit. But there is topics like drugs and teenage pregnancy and fights. And so because of those topics, I wouldn't feel comfortable with a little kid playing them. But a little more of a maturity level would be like a teenager or an adult would be the age group, I would say.
Yeah. So somebody starting high school. So
yeah.
Appropriately high school, the game. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But yeah. And you know, the book, The board game touches on a lot of real life challenges and challenges that, you know, you kids go through in high school and even in adulthood too. I mean, I thought I read a couple of different things in there. And so what made you decide on these topics, or were these just like the common thread that was coming up when you were trying to figure this out?
So I decided on those topics because when I was writing things down, right, like what am I going to include in this game, it was the first thing that came up, because unfortunately these problems are things that are so common that it's just a given. It was just like a given to me that it was like, well, obviously I have to include drugs. I have to include the fights, because those things do happen all the time. And so obviously, I mean, I'm not involved in those things, but, and I see it enough at school that I felt that I didn't have to think so much to realize that that's something that I had to include in the game.
Yeah. And there's, like you said, there's a lot of real topics and things that I wish that no child, definitely no child, to me, the child, you know, because they're
young,
would have to experience. But unfortunately, there are some things that I'm sure that are there that are real life scenarios and real life dramas, like you said, drugs and things like that, that the younger generation or the kids that are in school, you know, have to go through and they have to experience. And, you know, they're challenges. They're real life challenges that are put in this board game so that I guess so it can elicit a conversation and get people talking.
That's definitely one of the biggest things of high school, the game, is that it starts conversations. And that's something that it kind of just flows naturally. It's not a type of game where there's a lot of mental health games out there where you just pull out a card and it asks you a question like, oh, how are you feeling? Or how do you feel about this? And I see that that's not very, effective with teenagers, especially like just ask them directly, like, what do you feel about this? Teenagers tend to be more closed off, and we don't want to talk to adults, especially about our problems. So we're less likely to respond to something where it's just like asking us directly, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? But what High School the Game does is that it brings up those topics in a fun way, where it's just like, it comes up like as a funny card, right? And they laugh and everything, but then they start talking. And like this happens, I've seen it happen right before my eyes. I've seen so many people play this game and they just start talking just naturally. They start saying like, oh, this happened to my friend and this happened to that person or this happened to me. And then they start saying what they think about it. You learn more about each other. You learn more also like about what that kid is going through, right? I remember I was playing with these, I had it at school and there was these guys that were playing it. And then I realized this kid was like he had experience taking drugs, because he was telling me like, oh, you know, you should make the syringe longer on the picture here and things like that, which was interesting to me. They start talking, they open up with things that they usually wouldn't have said before.
And that's really good, because a lot of times, you know, people keep things within themselves and they don't talk about it. And this is just a casual environment where people can just start the conversation. People can just start to talk. And that's really cool. So with that said, we're going to take our first break and we will be back in just a few minutes with Abigail Vera, who is the CEO and game designer of High School the Game. We'll be right back, Imperial Valley. Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We are here talking with Sarah Abigail Vera, who's the CEO and creative director and game designer of High School The Game. At the end of the next segment, we will again give you her contact information. So if you want to purchase the game, feel free to do so. It's a really great game, and it starts opening the conversation of mental health and you know, different things that can be going on in a high schooler's life, or, you know, somebody from the 13 to 18 age group. It's a really good game. You need to give it a try. With that said, Abigail is going to kind of walk us through what the game is and how it's played, and, you know, some of the questions and some of the topics that are in the game. So take it away, Abigail.
High School The Game is basically the whole high school experience, but in a board game. And so because of that, it goes by every year. So you start off as a freshman when you start the game. So you start with these, so there's these happiness tokens, these little tokens with the happy faces. And so you start with 10. And that's supposed to represent, like, you're straight out of middle school. So you're excited to go to high school, but not too excited. So it's just like a good amount. So you start off with 10 happiness, and then you get your classes. So you get 4 randomized classes. You also get to choose which school you go to, so you can either go to Southwest or Central. We do also have options to buy separately, to put a different school from the Valley on there as well. There's other schools from the Valley that are included that they can be separately sold, but the game comes with Southwest and Central, the base game. And so then you would get your 4 classes and make sure that it's offered at the school that you go to. So, like, I just grabbed 4 random ones here. We have U.S. History, Band, Algebra 1, Biology, for example. So that would be your little schedule. And so you would also be able to choose a sport if you want. That's an optional thing, but it can help with either gaining or losing happiness depending on the roles that you get. So you can choose track, volleyball, soccer, football, or cheer. So then you choose a sport. So then the way you start is you roll a dice. So you get your little character, and you start and you go that many spaces that you rolled on the path of your school, and there's different spaces that you can land on. So the different spaces, so there's different, there's a lot of different things that happen. So one of the things is the yellow spaces. So I didn't want to create any spaces that were blank and nothing happens on them. I wanted to make sure that there's something happens on every time you land on a space. So the yellow spaces are the events. So events represent unexpected things that happen in life, things that you can't control, things that just happen that can happen to anyone, even if you didn't ask. It could be a good thing or a bad thing. So I have different ones, and these are supposed to be fun, you know, but they're also, like, you know, they're realistic. So here's, like, an example of one is, there's this one where it says, dirty looks. You were given dirty looks for using the bathroom for its intended purpose. And so... That one, not many adults understand, but it's pretty much because, that's happened to me before, where there's, like, other kids in, like, we're in the restroom, and I actually want to use the restroom, but the girls are there to either do their makeup, or to vape, or there's a fight sometimes in there. So they look at you weird, as if you're not supposed to go in the restroom for what it's supposed to be for. So each card, the event cards have a different value to them. So this one has a -3 happiness because that would make you a little more sad, right? Because it's like, oh man, they looked at me weird. Like, I feel uncomfortable now. So then that would lessen your happiness. So then whenever it's minus happiness, then you would give that back, I guess, like, to the bank. Or what I call the fifth, because it's a 4-player game, the fifth player counts as the principal. So they would be, like, in charge of giving the cards and keeping check of the happiness tokens and all that. So, and there's other good ones in there too, but that's just an example. There's other spaces. So there's the good and bad decisions. So the good decisions are mild, but they always give plus happiness. So if you land on a little green happy face, then you get a good decision card. So there's different things that you can get. So for example, there's one here where it says you got a scholarship, which is +10 happiness. So then that would make you really happy, right? And then there's this one where you defended yourself. It says, little Johnny, Jonathan kept calling you slurs, but you politely roasted the cheese crackers out of him. You gained everyone's respect. +6 happiness. so that gives you happiness. So that's an example. Those are some examples of the good decisions. So those represent, right, the decisions you make in life. And then there's the bad decision cards, which this is where the more controversial subjects come in, which not everyone is comfortable with. But, you know, these are things that really happen and need to be talked about. There's different subjects. So, for example, there's a lot of ones on drugs. So, for example, there's this one. This is actually the very first one we wrote, I remember. It's called Caught Vaping in the Bathroom. It says, better luck next time. The school security just caught you vaping as it fell out of your pocket. You kept on denying it, but it was too late. So then it's -6 happiness, +1 referral, and if you're in a sport, you have been kicked off the team. So the way that card works is you would lose your 6 happiness, and then you would get a referral, which is another part of the game, which I'll get to in a bit. And then you would have to return your sport card, and you wouldn't be able to be in that sport until you reach the next report card space, which is another thing I'll get to. There's the report card spaces, right, that I was saying. So that's where you check your, that's where the classes that you had from the beginning is the count. So you, each class card has a different value for each grade. So for example, this one is US history. If you roll a 5, it's an A, you get an A in that class. But if you roll a 3, you get an F in that class. So it really depends on if you pass those classes. If you pass it, then you can put it back in the deck and grab the next, a new one. But if you fail it with an F, then you keep it and you have to retake it. If you fail 2 or more classes, that's when you get a referral. And so referrals can be got, you can get referrals from those class cards by failing classes, or you can get a referral from making a bad decision like the vaping. And so, the referrals, if you collect 3 referrals, then you get sent to continuation school, which is, in this case, it would be Desert Oasis. And so you would have to stay there. It's kind of like a little jail space. You stay there for 3 turns and you lose 10 happiness. So it has a consequence if you act poorly academically or behavior wise. And the next thing is also there's the other spaces, which is the relationship space, which is where whenever a player lands on that relationship space, they can choose whether they want a male or female or one and one, whatever they prefer. And they grab 2 and they would choose which one of those relationships they want to go for. And they can choose not to as well, because obviously there's a choice of you don't have to be in a relationship, but this obviously this is representative of teen dating, right? And how that's a big thing, you know, in high school. And so there's good choices and bad choices. And so at the end of the game, when they finish off the game, they roll it if they're still with that person, because if they land another relationships card, they can break up with them if they want. But if they stay with them, they can roll the dice to see what happened. Like if they got married or if they broke up, or there's a different ones. They could either get married with kids, married, divorced, broke up, or decided to just be friends. And depending on that person that you chose, it affects your happiness in a different way. So, for example, there's this character, it's an infamous character. His name is Little Johnny. So it says, this is Little Johnny, Jonathan for long. He asks you to be his little shoddy. This is his age is 15, grade 9, height 5'2", his popularity 2,819, GPA 3.0, but his hobbies are drug dealing and saying slurs. So for this one, if you get married to him, you lose 20 happiness. So that one is not a good one to choose. But then, for example, there's this other guy where it just says, so this is Felix Gracia. He decides, dedicates his home runs to you. And it says, if you marry him, it's +3. Married with kids, it's +5. So it's a little better odds on that one. But it just depends on who you choose, right? And so, and then there's the girls. There's even references to, like, the relationships between, like, there's sometimes there's, unfortunately, like, where older men and women prey on kids. And so there's also older men and older women in both stacks of the male and female. So there's one where it's an older lady. It says she's 66 years old. And it says, this is Sharon. She likes piña coladas and long walks on the beach. And her hobbies are dating apps and baking cookies. So it's really interesting. When you have kids play these, play this, especially with the relationships, they get, they get all excited because they're all, it's just interesting because you can really see what their thought process is when they choose what they choose to be the relationship. And another part where you can really see this, like the kind of like the psychology behind how the way someone thinks is in the very beginning where you start as a freshman, you get to decide what kind of friend group you want to have. So you can choose to have good friends or bad friends. So you can, if you choose the good route, then you're more likely to make those good decisions. There's more spaces on the board for that. But if you make bad friends, then you're more likely to make those bad decisions because there's more spaces on that side that are bad. So the incentive is that you get to, if you go through the bad path, you get to take an extra turn. So it makes people think, like, would I rather take the risk and then get the extra turn, or should I just, or should I be good? Like, it shows kind of like, what kind of decisions do they want to make? It's kind of like a mental trick, you know, like you think you're getting more out of the other one, but you might lose out of it. It just depends. There's different risk taking that kids have. So I don't know if you have like any questions, or if you wanted to hear any other cards. Or,
you know, I think that, it shows a lot, because these are very realistic things that our kids are going through school. You know, you choose your classes as a freshman, and then you, your sport and things like that. And so you just kind of moves you through life, and kind of, you know, this is a good game. I mean, for any age that's above the age of 13, but it's to help you think and, you know, think ahead, you know, am I making a good decision? Am I making a bad decision? And, you know, I don't know if this is the intention, but the principle of the game could be like, if you're playing with your children, that could be, the principle could be the parent to kind of see what they're saying and, you know, what kind of decisions they're making. And, you know, sometimes parents, they're working and things like that, and they don't, you know, the kids are doing what they need to be doing. But sometimes you kind of just want to have that ear to what's going on in your kid's life.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's a great way to play, like having the parent play with the kids. Or another way is also having the parent play as a student with the kids, because then the kids feel a little more like they're kind of equal when they're playing the game. And they feel less intimidated in a sense. But at the same time, the principal role also helps, because then they can kind of oversee the decisions that they're making. So either way it counts. It's really helpful, like for parents and for teachers, for mental health professionals. I've been told, like, by mental health professionals, like, that's a great way, like, to facilitate the game. They can have four kids playing the game, and then they play principal, and they can just kind of facilitate the game and kind of ask them questions as they go. Like, why did you pick that? Like, why did you choose that relationship and not the other one? Or why did you choose to go through the bad path? And things like that. And so it's just very interesting. And so and I forgot to mention also that, so as they gain and lose happiness tokens throughout the game, once everyone graduates and reaches the end, the person with the most happiness is the one who wins. So the one who has the most happiness tokens, and that's the way you win, because the message of it is, you know, that the true happiness comes from, right, of from within, right, and that's truly what I believe is important in life in general, is to be happy and to have a good mental state. And so, and it shows in the game that sometimes you can't always be in control of your happiness. Another detail I forgot to mention, because this one is just the fun part, but there's also another space on the game where it's a football game. So that's where the little high school rivalry comes in. So you can get the little tokens of the two schools, and then they would be, they can go against each other. They roll the dice. If it's an even, central wins, odds, southwest wins. And so then the person who wins takes away 10 happiness from the other one. So it's a little school spirit thing.
And I could see where you would lose happiness points really, really quickly. With that said, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back for our third segment, and we're going to be talking with Abigail Vera, and we're going to continue talking a little bit about this, because I don't think we got enough time to really talk about some nuances of the game. So when we come back in Imperial Valley, we will continue talking with Abigail Vera and with High School the Game. Welcome back, Imperial Valley. We have a really exciting show today that we have been talking with Abigail Vera, and she is the CEO and designer of High School The Game. And she gave us a little snippet of what the game involves and how it's played and how you earn happiness points and things like that. And we'll give her contact information. So if you want to purchase the game, you can, and she'll give her website and her social media information at the end. So if you want to grab a pencil or, you know, turn on your phone ready to record, whatever mechanism you use, please feel free to do so at the end of the show. This game is really, really cool because it elicits conversations. You know, if a parent is playing this with their kids, you know, they'll start the conversation or they'll kind of hear what their choices are. And, you know, you can put your eye and your ear to what they're doing or what's going on with them. Or if a counselor is playing, it's not as in an environment that's like in a session with one-to-one, you know, this is kind of maybe to kind of ease the transition or to kind of help break the ice and start playing a board game or start doing something so that you can start eliciting these conversations and having conversations with kids. Because, you know, like I always say, these are our future. You know, Abigail is going to be making decisions about my life when she gets older. And so we want to make sure that, you know, our children or which are our future, are well informed and are able to make good, strong decisions about us. Cause, you know, they're going to be our leaders one day, and we need to make sure that they, you know, have good decisions and good decision making skills. So, with that said, we want to know, what kind of feedback have you received about this game, High School The Game, from anybody?
Well, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. I'm proud to be able to say that 100% of my feedback has been positive. And I have not gotten a single negative review of High School The Game. It's surprising how much it reaches every kind of person, almost every kind of person. Obviously, there's going to be some people that it's not for them, but a lot of people do like it, even when it's not their thing, like to play a board game or to like just to talk and socialize. But a lot of different kinds of kids really enjoy it. So I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from kids and adults. So from the teenagers' perspective, I've gotten a lot of kids. I mean, they say like, oh my gosh, this is so realistic. This is really fun. And so they really enjoy it because it's fun and it's realistic. That's like the main things that I've gotten, and that it's interesting. And it's interesting to them and they think it's really cool. And I think that helps me. Like, I mean, I love to see kids play and they're just laughing all the time. It even brings some kids out of their socials, out of their shell, you know, and they just kind of like start talking and they have a lot of fun. And from parents, I've gotten that from Ms. Apodaca herself, from the vice principal of Central, she mentioned, like, as a parent that she really enjoys playing this game. We were talking about this on a podcast that I was on with her. And she was talking about how she really enjoys being able to kind of have those conversations with her kids, in that it can be uncomfortable things that come up. But it makes them, it's in a way that like they're all laughing and they're having a good time. And then she says that she's actually been able to connect, you know, with her kids and with her nieces and her nephews, to really connect with them and actually talk and ask questions. And then they laugh and then they she reads like a funny word on there and they're like, hey, what, like, that's funny that you said it. And then, or anything like that, like, it really helps parents and kids connect. Like, it's something that they can both enjoy, because a lot of the things also can be still relatable to high school back then too. It's modern high school, but it's still some of the things were before, so adults enjoy it a lot too, because it takes them back, but they can also have that time with their kids, you know, and actually see, you know, what kinds of decisions they're making. And then with mental health professionals, I've gotten a lot of really good feedback. They also really think that it's a great tool to be able to start those communication and to be able to teach those skills that kids really need to be able to function in their life and to be able to improve their mental health is to be able to improve also their social skills, right? And improving also like their decision making and their critical thinking is what was brought to my attention, that the critical thinking skills is what really is something that is brought up in this game. And that's something that parents can use too.
And that's really important because it helps open that line of communication. And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier, the critical skills thinking that, you know, your generation, because like I said, you're going to be making decisions for me when I get older, and you're going to be the leaders of our country and our, you know, city council and our, you know, our supervisors. You're going to be, well, like county supervisors, you're going to be those leaders. You're going to be, you know, like I said, making decisions about our housing, making decisions about our streets and things like that. And so we want to give, you know, you guys a good foundation on how to make good choices. And this, I think, really does help, the young folks make good decisions, because you can kind of laugh about it when you're thinking about making a bad decision. But, you know, everybody's like, oh, God, you know, why would you do that? And plus, you'll lose happiness points, too. You know, mm-hmm. So I can see where you could lose a lot of happiness points real quick by just one bad decision and getting a mm-hmm. referral. And yeah, I mean, you're wiped out. You know,
and that's actually, it does happen where you can, it happens all the time where sometimes kids are playing and they have nothing, like they'll have zero happiness. And we consider that state of depression. So then we say like, oh, well now you're depressed because you don't have any happiness. Wow. And so then they learn kind of like how depression works, like how fast and easy it is to get depressed, you know, and how. And then, but also how that you can gain it back. You don't, in the game, people ask, like, do you go in debt? Like, do you go into negatives? And I say, no, you just stay at zero and you can always win your happiness back. And whenever, and nobody ever ends with zero happiness by the time they end the game, because you always get a little bit of happiness from graduating.
And yeah, the 4 years of high school and then graduation, the accumulation of your high school years, you know, and, I think that there's a lot of life lessons that are, you know, run parallel to how the game is played. You know, it's real life. And, you know, you guys have done, you know, well, not you guys, but you have done an awesome job in putting these things in to kind of help us put things in perspective, you know, to kind of see things, because a lot of times when we're running through life, we don't realize what we're doing and we have to make a decision. So if we have some kind of foundation, like if we've already had to make a choice between, was the older man Benji or something? There was an older man there. I don't know if he was like an older man trying to date a young female, but you know, that's kind of the vibe that I got. And
yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, so then that way you kind of are aware of the Benjis of the world, so that, you know, if you're kind of vulnerable or you're not sure, you think, I remember that guy in that game and, you know, maybe I should stay away from him. Exactly. Or I don't know if it's still a term, but the older woman, I guess she's be a cougar. I don't know if that's.
Oh, that's still used. Yeah. That's definitely still a word that's used.
Okay. And she makes cookies. I'm thinking when she, you know, that kind of stuff, it's, you know, you can elicit, but you know, to stay away from those kind of folks. I mean, it may look good on the surface, but when you start diving deeper, that's maybe not the best choice.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that a lot of the choices, you know, like it makes you think also, you know, and like you're just kind of, I think also the happiness, like the tokens, it's a kind of like a psychological tool, because, you know, you get instant gratification or you get the instant, like the opposite, you know, where you get sad, right? And so like it's where, so you kind of learn, you get that positive feedback. I know there's a psychological term for it, but I can't think of it right now, but, basically, you know, like you're losing or gaining happiness from it. So when it happens, when you come up in a situation that's very similar in real life, then you automatically associate that with something negative, because when you were playing the game that happened to you, you lost happiness. So it's like, oh, I'm not going to do that in real life because I'm going to lose happiness in my life. that's something good, that's negative. So it's already negatively associated, or with the positive things that happen is like, then you're like, oh, I should do this. I should be more involved. I should help out. I should do this, because then it automatically gives you that gratification and it makes you think like, you know what, that's going to make me happy because it made me happy in the game.
You get the token and it's instant gratification, and you think, okay, now I'm happy because I at least have a token, or I got a token from making a good decision. And, yes. You know, bad decisions take your tokens away. So you're more apt to, because you want to keep your tokens because you want to, you know. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, kind of changing the subject a little bit, what do you think are some of the biggest mental health challenges that the teenagers are facing today, or your age group are facing?
I mean, definitely I think the biggest mental health challenges are depression and anxiety. I think those have been really hitting really hard on my generation. Especially like kids, my age, because, well, like specifically my age, like we're seniors in high school, but we were, we started middle school in the pandemic in seventh grade. It was COVID. That really affected a lot of kids' mental health, because we were so isolated, and we just, that sometimes permanently or just worsened already what we already had, and affects what, the mental health a lot more. Because, I mean, I definitely, that's what I went through. It was a very difficult time for me back then, and it's still very difficult for me now, but it's definitely about getting that support for kids.
Yeah, because all of a sudden you went from being social and being around a bunch of people to being just around your family, basically. And mm-hmm. if anybody had COVID, they were locked up they were isolated in a room so that they wouldn't pass to anybody else. And that's very difficult. And all of a sudden, you know, you come in and boom, you're in high school, and, you know, you have to try and build up those relationships that you had before. And, yeah. And you know, I worked from home for a while, and, you know, I would, you know, get up and just wash my face and brush my teeth and head to the computer. I mean, I was probably working in my jammies a couple of times because it was just so comfortable. And then to have to go out and face the world again, it's hard. And especially, you know, teenagers have it rough because things are going through, you know, their body's changing, their minds are changing, things are mm-hmm. going on, and all of a sudden, boom, you're isolated, and then, oh, go back to school, and, you know, everything's going to be just like it was before. But no, because now you got to make friends all over again, and especially high school, because a lot of kids go to different high schools, depending mm-hmm. on where they live and things like that. So we are coming to the end of our show, and I want to make sure that Abigail has an opportunity to mention her social media and mention her website, so that if you feel like it, you can go and purchase one of her board games, or two or three, especially in schools. This is a good opener for you know, the schools to start talking to kids in a kind of more relaxed atmosphere. So, Abby, what's your information?
All right. So you can purchase my game at hsthegame.com. So High School The Game can be purchased on hsthegame.com. And right now it's on sale. It is $15 off. So it's $45 right now. So I'll definitely jump on that sale as soon as possible, because it will end on June 3rd. Which happens to be the day I graduate. And on social media, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at @high_school_the_game. There we have @high_school_the_game. That's definitely a great way to keep up to date with everything that I've been doing. I always post everything, especially on Instagram and Facebook. It's where I post everything.
We want to thank you for taking time out of your day and talking to us and talking about High School The Game. It was really interesting to learn something new today, and appreciate you. And we want to congratulate you on your graduation. In case we don't see you before you graduate, but congratulations. This is an awesome accomplishment that you've had at your very young age. With that said, our time has come to an end, and we want to give you our contact information. Imperial County Behavioral Health, you can call us at 1-800-817-5292 or 442-265-1525 if you'd like to make an appointment or come into services. Thank you very much, Imperial Valley. We'll see you next week.